day. A much better quote to remember during hard times is Psalm 23:4. It says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me." Even during the darkest times of our lives, God is always with us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at wileysanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a sizzling hot forecast today with a high temperature up to about 96, heat index close to the 105 danger range, and not many storms to go around. In fact, they will be isolated at best. Low temperature tonight down to about 74. Now, tomorrow, the scattered storms will be in better supply, kind of a routine summer day forecast. High temperature around 93. Then better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with scattered to numerous storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and highs in the low 90s. Have you got our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? I think one of the cool things is, even when you're on vacation, it knows where you are, so you get the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and warnings for that particular area. Very handy. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases and, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that'll stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I don't care if you never come home. I don't mind if you just keep on rolling away on a distant sea. 'Cause I don't love you and you don't love me. You cause a commotion when you come to town. You give them a smile and they melt. Having lovers and friends is all good and fine. But I don't like yours and you don't.
Guys, welcome back in the News and Views.
Good morning, everybody.
I love Eric Clapton.
That's a great song.
I absolutely love Eric Clapton. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock, you can put on any Clapton album, just let it play.
whole thing, every song, he's such a tactician on the guitar. Nothing too heavy for any company, you know, occasional soft song, give you a chance to talk. It's just a great...
It is.
Great, great time. Our number, 272-9228. If you're just tuning in for the first part, you say, but, it's Wednesday. That means Trish is in. That's correct. Trish is here on Wednesday. Jack only misses Thursday, so that means Jack's in. No. You must not have listened yesterday. Jack was banned from the program for 3 days. You can laugh.
It's so funny.
You can get banned.
I just wish I was here to see what he did.
Well,
it
shall remain nameless.
He's hilarious.
Those who are listening at that exact moment know exactly what happened. And if you want to call and share it, you're more than welcome to. But I prefer to keep it secret. We don't need to embarrass the young man.
The young man.
Jack West. He'll be back Monday, though. Three-day ban's not bad. 3 days. Unless you're a once-a-week co-host, in which case a 3-day ban is equivalent of... almost a month.
Almost a month.
Oh, did you hear?
No.
The big news?
I don't know.
Fernando Alonso has retired from Formula One racing at the end of the year.
I did see that post on your Facebook page.
Did you see the video of me?
I didn't see.
Okay, so there's a video on the post. When I was in Birmingham 2 years ago for the IndyCar race, Fernando Alonso was there to announce he would run the Indy 500. Press availability, world press from all over the world came in to Birmingham, Alabama, into the little tiny media room at Barber's Motorsports Park. And Fernando Alonso, one of the most famous race car drivers of all time, two-time Formula One world champion. 3 times he finished, twice just 1 point off, once 2 points off. I mean, he could have been a 5-time champion. If he's in a better car, he could have been a 7- or 8-time champion. He's that talented. He's worth about $50 million a year in Formula One,
more than
any of our athletes making anything over here.
Wow.
A very, very famous guy. So he's my favorite. I show up to see him because I knew that I got media passes here being at Blue Water. I knew he was going to be doing a press availability, so I showed up. I got a media pass, and I went and watched it.
Smart.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm videotaping him coming in, and I see all the commotion. And I mean, everybody, it's like a hush in the room. Everybody gasps when he walks in. He walks in, and then he walks right by me. I had to get out of the way. I had to take a step back to let him go by. Total fangirl moment.
Oh, yeah.
I was the only one in there not professional in that moment. I was like, oh, my God. As he went by, and he stops. And in my video on Facebook is the CEO of IndyCar Racing, Mark Miles. And you can hear it plain as day. He points at Alonso. He says, hey, he stole my jacket.
Wow.
So I posted the video. I hope Mark Miles doesn't see it. Not his classiest moment, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But trying to be funny, because apparently he loaned Alonso a jacket for the meeting. Because it was chilly that day. It was like 60-something degrees and it was raining.
Oh, yeah.
It's April in Alabama. You can have that. And like the day before, it had been 95 or something.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyway, he... apparently had loaned him a jacket, and then Alonso shows up with no jacket. Actually wanted to name a kid Fernando or Alonso.
Yeah.
Wife nixed it.
I'm glad she did.
Why?
It's Alabama. You can't do that.
Can't have a Fernando?
I don't think so. Not unless you're...
Or an Alonso?
Spanish.
Oh, come on. That's Spanish. People borrow Spanish names all the time. Come on.
Yeah, we're trying to come up with my grandma name, because I'm going to be a grandma next month.
What's wrong with grandma?
A lot.
Seriously?
I'm not old enough to be grandma.
They all say that. That's why all these grandmas have these stupid names. Just be grandma.
I'm not.
Why?
Not doing it. I'm thinking about being Tia. And that's Spanish for grandma.
Oh, is it really? Are you Spanish at all? Have any Spanish?
I'm Portuguese.
Okay. Well, that's not Spanish. That's Portuguese.
Well, whatever. I have to look that up.
It's Iberian.
It's not grandma. I know that.
Well, I tell you what. I just wish more people would just go with grandma.
Nah.
Everybody has these names. Call me this, call me that. Come on. I mean, if your grandmother, your grandmother. Grandma.
No.
You're only grandma to one person. It's not like I'm going to call you grandma.
I know, but I mean, I have a 2-year-old.
You're going to get old
one day.
And you'll still be grandma.
I'll be Tia.
I don't mind it. But I mean, you get these people and they come up with these.
Honey.
Here's the deal. Let me just say this. If you're going to have one of those names, as your child gets older, let the child start referring to you, at least in the third person, by grandma. Because you'll have these totally normal business people, 35, 40, 45 years old, referring to Peepaw and Mamu and all these things. And I'm like, come on, man. It's grandma. You know? Grandma. Now, one of my grandmothers died before I was I was born. It was, but she went by Granny Doris. So Granny Doris.
Yeah.
And one of them went by Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but that was back when people didn't care. They were happy to be grandparents, and they embraced it.
Yeah.
Now it's like a sign that, oh no, you're getting old, you're a grandma. Come on.
Yeah.
You get to that age, you become a grandmother.
Nah.
And I say just.
For someone else, that's fine.
All the men in our family go by granddad.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of eager to go by, not too eager, Ray. She's only 11. Not too eager to go by granddad.
Yeah.
But one day I want to go by granddad because that's kind of like the Coleman man tradition. They all go by granddad.
Yeah.
I want to be a granddad.
Good.
I don't want to be a dink dink or whatever they
50
are. 50
probably when that happens.
Ish.
Hopefully.
Ish. Hopefully, at least.
And I'm not 50.
Come on. You'll be 50 in a few years?
Several years.
I mean, several years. Several years. I mean, you know what I mean.
You're going to be in trouble. You're going to get me banned.
I'm going to get myself banned. You're going to tune in next hour. It's going to be 84 and Trisha. You can come up here and run the board. Unbelievable.
Oh, boy.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Who is this?
Red Top.
Red Top. What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, first of all, something humorous about Eastbrook Flea Market.
Yeah.
I'm watching TV last night, and I do believe it was during the Andy Griffith Show, and here comes an Eastbrook Flea Market commercial with just the background music. Miss Dot's run, you can see her mouth moving, no audio for Miss Dot on the whole commercial.
Aw.
Now, you know, these, I've seen lots of commercials. I've been in lots of studios and all that. This is the worst commercial making company in the world. To not notice there's no audio on the commercial at all. I have never seen that in my life. Have you?
I've not seen it from a production capacity. My guess is the production was submitted with audio, that there was either a problem when they dubbed it in, or there was a problem with
sound that
quality when it ran out.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, it's just obvious. Whoever put it together never put the damn audio on the thing. And they ran the commercial. That's what's so dumb about it.
What I'm saying is, my guess is the production, when it was submitted to the television stations, had audio.
Oh, yeah, because they just put it on. I think the thing was produced that way, and they just gave them the cart, and they ran the cart. Which is dumb as hell. Can I get on another subject, since I'm not sure if there is any subject today?
Come on. But yeah, you're right.
The Catholic Church stuff.
Yeah.
First of all, on another humorous note, I saw a commercial for the scariest horror movie I think that's ever going to be. And you know what the name of it is? And if you're Catholic, this should shiver your bones. You know what the name of it is, don't you?
What?
The Nun.
That's only if you went to Catholic school that you can truly appreciate that, I think.
Yes, I had five nuns at St. Bede's.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was scared to death of all of them.
They did the ruler thing back then?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
I bet that works.
You guys don't know what discipline's like
until
you go to Catholic school. St. Bede's and Sister James Anita. This is a tough-looking woman. But even just the commercial gave me chills.
Yeah, that's
so
funny.
I'm not going to go see The Nun. It's too damn close to real life, guys.
too scary.
But this stuff in Pennsylvania they announced this morning is stunning and heartbreaking.
What did they announce?
They found
about 1,000 child sex abuse cases,
priests.
300 priests. And yeah. Let me say this.
It wasn't just sex abuse cases. They were making porn and child porn and everything else.
Yeah. Let me say this. They turned John Paul into a damn saint, and every bit of this happened under his watch, and he knew what was going on. They need to scratch this guy's sainthood because he has been complicit in it. And that's something I have felt about John Paul from the outset, and his sainthood being expedited.
Oh, I didn't hang up on him, for the record. He's a fellow Catholic. So I let me say this for the sake of it, and I know we're a minute and a half late for break already, so I'll try to make it relatively rapid and finish up on the other side of the break if I have to. The news coming out of Pittsburgh is devastating. I mean, just devastating. There is going to have to be a reckoning where And I do not call for the democratization of the Catholic Church. It's a monarchy. It's set up that way on purpose. But something has to change.
Well, these people are not Christians.
No. Clearly,
or they would not be doing
sexually
this.
Abusing children, sure.
Using the Catholic Church as a haven.
Correct.
For some reason.
And they need to figure it out and get it done with.
Is there not a good enough priest test or what?
Nah, I don't think it's that. I mean, I think some of these people are pretty deceptive. But the problem is, once it's found out, they need to be gone. I mean, you know, I don't want to get too close to home, but there were some things in the Archdiocese of Mobile along the way, which includes Montgomery, and they did a pretty good job of handling it and taking the priestly functions away from the priests and making sure they have no affiliation with the Catholic Church at all. They can go to Mass just like anybody else, but they can't celebrate Mass. They can't wear clerics. They can't...
They need to be in prison.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Particularly the ones producing child pornography need to be in prison.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
well,
something has to change. Look,
home.
I mean, you know, I don't blame people for getting frustrated about stories like that. It's to me totally and wholly inexcusable. I will give my standard disclaimer on this. It is not limited to the Catholic Church.
No. There was somebody in Wetumpka that got arrested.
Oh, my gosh.
For
I mean, it's all over the place.
In the Baptist church.
A law firm I used to work for, we used to represent one of these insurance companies that insured churches.
Oh, Lord.
We did a good job of keeping it quiet because that's what we were supposed to do. But these were Protestant churches, primarily Baptist, but a few little community churches and other things. There's a Baptist organization that did the insurance, but there were some that, as long as your statement of faith didn't conflict with them, that you could also buy insurance from. Man, we had 70 or 80 active cases, I think, at a given time. I mean, you know, camps and schools and churches and youth ministers.
Well, it's a perfect place because people expect to be able to send their children there
right.
And they be safe.
Right.
So it's a perfect place for these sickos to hide out.
No doubt about it. I mean, but something, you know, the church needs to get a handle on it. They really, really need to get a handle on it. This one is worse, I think, than the last go-round.
Yeah.
It's not as widespread, it doesn't look like. It looks like it's relatively confined to Pittsburgh, but we don't know that it's not as widespread. I mean, it's bad.
Oh, no.
It's bad. They need to get a handle on it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. We'll be back.
No possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled. He said, no, 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 child. See the dog and butterfly up in the air, like to fly.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm gonna come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Guys, welcome back in 22 minutes after 10 o'clock.
I don't ever want to leave this town. Cause after all, the city never sleeps tonight. It's time to begin.
Jack Campbell out. Trisha in. Baron in. It's, pretty easy Wednesday morning so far. Got some more news to get to. We'll get to those. Got your calls and welcome as well at 272-9228. I went and met with Eddie Bader yesterday over at the Goodson Group. I like Eddie Bader for a couple of reasons. One is the guy gets it. I mean, you understand, you're in a business like real estate. There are a lot of people who say, oh, only do this, only do that. Listen, if you want somebody who can assist you with buying and selling, then you don't have to go hire two people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm selling a house, but I also want to buy a house. Well, call Eddie Bader.
Yeah.
Eddie Bader can take care of both your buying and selling needs.
And there's a lot of details that you need someone that is an expert in those two things to help you work out.
Yes, and timing and everything else. I mean, just to make sure it all works exactly right. So it's better to use the same guy. Eddie Bader does both. He can help you in buying, he can help you in selling, and he can help you find the perfect home all over the river region, whether you're going out by the lake, whether you're going to be in Montgomery, Wetumpka, and Prattville, out in Pike Road. He can help you find the first perfect home. First-time home buyers, they're the most nervous. They need somebody who specializes in service. The thing I love about the Goodson Group, Eddie Bader in particular, they specialize in service.
Well,
it's all about individual service and being available to you whenever you need them, answer every single question, never leaving you in the dark, anticipating your needs and telling you ahead of time what you need. Eddie Bader is a dynamite at this. And he understands the loan process as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're dealing with Eddie Bader, you're dealing with somebody who can work with the loan originator, who can help you with buying, selling, individualized, perfect personal service. I can't think of anybody else I would recommend over Eddie Bader.
Yeah, and their group has an excellent reputation.
Oh, a phenomenal reputation.
An excellent reputation.
Eddie Bader, write this number down if you want to get in touch with him right now. Or even this, even if you just want to call him and say, hey, I'm looking one day at putting my house on the market. Can you help me with timing? You know, it's going to be 2, 3, 6 months down the road. He'll help you with the right timing so you can get the most money out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Timing is critical.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to put it out when everybody else put it out. Or I mean, he'll help you do that. Call him. Here's the number, 322-0662. It's that easy. 322-0662. Eddie Bader, he's over at the Goodson Group, 322-0662. And when you get in touch with him, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. It's all service-oriented. He is a service master. That's what he does. Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group, 322-0662. So give Eddie Bader a call, 322-0662. And thank him for sponsoring Intellectually Honest, Philosophically Consistent Talk Radio. And welcome him. I don't know if you people realize, that's the first time he's advertised on this program.
Yeah.
So we welcome a new advertiser to the program.
Great.
And I love when our audience gets a new advertiser. They welcome them. Even if they're not shopping, whatever, they'll call them and say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So 322-0662, Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group. B-A-D-E-R, Eddie Bader. No relation to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. No relation.
That's great.
Yeah, philosophical opposites, actually. I thought I'd clarify.
Is it the one that you say is in a coma?
Oh, man. They're playing Weekend at Ruth's.
So he's not in a coma.
She's in a mausoleum. a coma. They roll her out when they need her. Who's this?
This is Jimmy.
Jimmy, you're on the air,
Jimmy.
My friend.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I wanted to comment on the grandmother thing.
Oh, of course you did.
our families have all sorts of weird names. Nobody goes by grandmother or grandfather. But Laurie always says, I don't mind being a great grandmother.
Yeah.
which she is.
And she's beautiful. You would never know by looking at her that she was a great grandma.
But she says, what really bothers me is being the mother of a grandmother.
Yeah. No, really. What does Casey go by? You don't know? Stumped you. I'll ask her.
Yeah.
Are you missing your grandbabies?
Yeah, Laurie more than me because she
got to see them all the
homeschooled
time.
Homeschooled them.
Mm-hmm.
But and there's another thought too when you talk about your daughter's expecting. Laurie had a miscarriage about 6 months before Casey got pregnant.
Oh.
So they could have been pregnant at the same time.
Yeah. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And I think she was almost 42 when McGowan was born.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's about right.
But, all right. Well, I'm enjoying the show.
Great.
And that just hit a nerve, and I thought I would call in about that. Good luck with picking a
grandma name.
An appropriate
There's
name.
A great grandma name out there. It is shared by almost everybody. It's called Grandma.
That's
or granny.
That's what my mom keeps saying. I'm like, shut up, Mom.
That's right.
What's your mom
doing? That's right.
Grandma.
Okay. Hallelujah. And do you think your mom looks old?
My mom is 81. Yes, she looks old.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
She's a great grandmother.
Well, y'all have a great day.
Thank you so much. Your mom's 81?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's not.
She's a young 81. She bowls 3 days a week, plays cards. She's never still.
Well, good for her.
Yep.
How does she bowl?
She bowls very well.
Oh, she's
she
a good bowler?
Kick your butt.
No, I beg to differ.
Oh, I bet she
could.
I'll
go dropping pins on your grandma's head.
No. She bowls like a 183 every time.
I don't bowl that every time. I mean, I can get there.
Yeah.
Actually, I hadn't bowled in a while.
Yeah.
I had a 177 average the last year I bowled. 177.
She'd be.
If she has a 183 average, she sure would.
Mm-hmm.
But a 183 average and being able to bowl 183 are two different things. Because my 177 average, I had a whole lot of 225s and all that. But then, you know, then you dump the occasional 150 in on top of it.
Yeah.
Your average comes down.
Yeah.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Now, I have to clear something with you here. Because you are co-hosting today and in the stead of the very banned Jack Campbell. 3-day ban. If you're banned from the program for 3 days, are you allowed to call in?
I don't know.
Well,
we like Jack. Let's see what he has to say.
Jack?
Views in some news and being suspended.
Yeah, and? Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little butthurt about it.
Well, at least I'm letting you on by telephone.
Yeah, you are. And speaking of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I have talked to management, and as of next week, you're off, and I'm co-hosting with Jamie Gollum, and it's going to be called Jews and Views.
Jews and Views.
Jamie and I have agreed to take over the program.
Okay. Yeah. All
anyway,
right.
Yeah. How are things, guys?
Things are well. Things are well. How's the first day of the 3-day ban going? You're almost halfway done with the first day. We just ticked 10:30. So
yeah, I know, and that's why I called to say I'm already grieving over it, and you really need to reconsider. But it's too late. I'm headed to Texas.
Well,
where I will get my own radio show.
Well.
You like it in Texas. Do.
Well, have fun in Teja, Jack Campbell.
Thanks, and I'm glad. Congrats on the new sponsor.
Yeah, I met with Eddie Bader yesterday. Did a great job.
Is he Inky's brother?
I'm sorry?
Is he Inky's brother? You know, Inky Bader?
Oh, Jack, come on. Well, I'm going to stop it before you get to the next obvious joke.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
All right, Jack Campbell, I got to let you go. That's why you get banned. That's why he gets banned.
Be careful driving out there.
You're telling me. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-922. All flustered expecting that joke to come and was worried about having to dump an already banned. I would imagine I have to dump it and then I have to go downstairs and expand. Well, he was banned, but he was on the phone during his suspension. He's really going to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't suspended at all. It happens. All right, amigos. No Jack Campbell on the other side of the break. More Baron Coleman, more Tricia, more Wednesday right after this.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a sizzling hot forecast today with a high temperature up to about 96, heat index close to the 105 danger range. And not many storms to go around. In fact, they will be isolated at best. Low temperature tonight down to about 74. Now, tomorrow, the scattered storms will be in better supply. Kind of a routine summer day forecast. High temperature around 93. Then better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with scattered to numerous storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours and highs in the low 90s. Have you got our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? I think one of the cool things is, even when you're on vacation, it knows where you are, so you get the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and warnings for that particular area. Very handy. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Guys, welcome back into News and Views. Trisha's in the studio. Jack Campbell just called in on his way to Tejas.
On suspension.
On suspension. Well, I mean, he is suspended. So he decided since he's going to be suspended anyway, he might as well go see his friends in Austin, Texas. Sorry, as he calls it, ostentatious. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. A few topics on the table. We do have some other news to get to at some point. But I think the pressing issue today is Trisha is an expectant grandmother, meaning she should be a grandmother in how many days? Weeks?
Like 4 weeks.
4 weeks? So any day.
Like 4 to 6, yeah.
And she does not yet have a grandmother name. I have recommended Grandma, because that is a perfectly acceptable universal grandmother name. And her child, her grandchild, will not have to feel weird when she goes into her 20s and 30s and 40s referring to Trisha as Grandma. Whereas if she's something else, maybe she will. But we have people on hold that I'm guessing, based on the sound of their voice and their gender, want to get in on this conversation. That's just my guess. That's my guess. But before we get to them, I want to tell everybody this hour of the program brought to you in part by a good friend over at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. Look, business is booming around the country.
She's benefiting from that Trump economy.
Oh, man, is she not benefiting from that Trump economy? Because people are buying houses. They're upgrading.
Well, you can buy cheaper than you can rent.
You're telling me.
Like way cheaper.
You know, we rented for several years. Yeah. And you get twice as much house or more for basically the same rent payment. Because you're paying double property taxes when you rent. You're paying profit to the other person. And you don't, your property taxes go down in half mm-hmm. when you buy. And you're not paying the profit for somebody.
Yep.
And usually...
And you're building equity.
And you're building equity. And usually you're getting a better interest rate, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's three ways to save. Essentially three ways to save when you buy. So call her. Become an American homeowner or refinance and get a lower rent, lower note or take off some of the unnecessary insurances they tack onto that first loan that you have to refinance to get rid of. 567-4223. That's Kim Williams' number. 567-4223. Her website, ALAHomeMortgage.com. ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
I have a question.
Huh?
Can we ban listeners?
Who are we banning?
My daughter.
Is she listening now?
She keeps correcting me.
What is she correcting you and saying?
Mom's bowling score. She's 7 weeks pregnant.
Oh, she's only 7 weeks pregnant?
I mean, she has 7 weeks pregnant.
Oh, I was going to say, you don't know how this works, Trisha. Let me explain something to you. If she's only 7 weeks pregnant, she got a few more than 4 weeks to go.
No, she's got 7 weeks
to go. She may not even know she's pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah, she keeps correcting me. I think we should ban her.
What was the bowling score?
150.
Oh, if she carries a 150 average, I'll whip her ass.
I'm going to tell my mom you said
I'll whip her ass.
You're going to be up for a challenge.
Yeah, she's going to need like a no-tap, you know, or something to compete. I got a text here from somebody whose daughter is due at the end of September. She said no grandma also. I think grandma is a darling name.
No.
And nobody has to know they call you grandma. Only the kids call you grandma.
It's Alabama. We don't do that.
Why?
We don't do that. It's not
it's
trendy.
Yeah, it's vanity.
And we're vain. Yep.
It's vanity.
I color my gray hair for a reason, and I will not be called grandma for the same reason.
Our number, 272-9228. Jean.
Yes, Baron. I certainly fall into that category, but that's not the question I had.
Oh, okay, good. Well, by all means.
I'm sorry you could tell. You know, I've had people, gentlemen, offer to let me break into line, and I say, no, I'll go to the end of the line where I'm supposed to be. But anyway.
Well, that's sweet, though.
A few months ago, you had a gentleman on, I think he was from Prattville, and possibly was a minister, and he had some type of organization where you could take men's clothing to them, people who were getting out of prison that were in need of this type of, you know, either suits or khakis or something like that. Do you recall who that was?
I sure don't.
Oh, my goodness. I sure don't. And I have, you know, there's some places. And
Someone may call in and say, but I just don't remember.
If they do, would you take that information down
and
let me call back at some point? I can listen for a little while, and I'm sorry to change the subject.
No, listen. We're all for helping people. I don't remember.
He was so impressive, you know, with his aid to these people, you know, who were trying to transfer back into society, and I have quite a few things that I would love to donate. I don't want them sold. I want them donated.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Sorry, Gene. You call here anytime you want.
Well, right? I hope...
You'll go to the front of the line even though you don't want to.
I hope Jack's having a safe trip to Texas. We make that trip quite a few times. It's
yeah.
a long way.
It's a long
okay,
way.
He makes it a lot, too, Gene. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Jack loves going to Texas. He loves going to Texas. Sharon.
Hi.
Hey.
I called to tell you, first of all, I love the name Tia. That
oh, good.
That's so cute.
That's what I'm looking for.
My son and nieces and nephews named me, gave me my grandmother name because my son came home with a picture that he got teased about today still with this giant couch and two people on it. That would be me and him. Mm-hmm. And at the top of it, it said, "You make me feel cozy."
Aww.
So wow. My grandmommy name is Muzzy.
Aww.
Oh, how about that?
How sweet.
Yeah.
What about grandma though, Sharon?
I don't like Grandma.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's country and illiterate. My mother was grandmother.
Well, the big grandmother.
Grandmother works. Grandma does not work.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Well, thank
be
you.
Be respectful. If you want to do that, you call her grandmother.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
Proper.
Thank you. Right. Someone told me it's the Capitol Heights Methodist Church clothes closet. Is that right?
That sounds like it might be right.
So check in with them if you have a. And then there's someone else at Hope Inspired Ministries. I know Catholic Social Services takes that kind of stuff. So there's plenty of places. I'm glad people are texting this.
Yay.
I also found out that Carlos Sainz is going to be getting Fernando Alonso's seat at McLaren.
Oh.
So he'll be leaving Renault and going over to McLaren. Daniel Ricciardo is taking his seat.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You it's a big silly season going on in Formula One.
I am in.
Oh, gosh, it's the best. It's just the best. It's like the best soap opera you've ever watched.
Is it?
Oh, man. Sweet D, do you have, I'm understanding you may have a song selection?
Oh.
Oh, well, I sent that by Mr. 84.
Oh, okay, you're sending that by
84. I'm sending him my request now, because he and I are on the same wavelength as far as songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him as he goes by the studio, I sent him a whole list of stuff. But my call is about me being a grandma.
So what do you go by?
I'm not grandma yet,
but I'm going to be in December, and I'm going by grandma. Yay!
Yes, yes. Let's give this woman a round of applause. Holy mackerel.
I'm so excited to be a grandma. I already bought myself a T-shirt.
Oh, how sweet.
And it says grandma.
I can't. Let me tell you. You're out. You're winning. You're doing it right, sweet dude. You're doing it right. Embrace the grandma. Embrace
she does not
it.
Look like
well,
a grandma at all.
I think this is going to probably be my only grandchild, so I have to embrace
it. You have to embrace it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, good. Congratulations, Dee.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Thank you, thank you. And congratulations. I didn't know she was going to be a grandmother.
I didn't either.
And that grandmother's fine. Granny, grandma.
She does not look like a grandma.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No, not even remotely does she look
She doesn't
like
look homeless either. I don't know where that even came
Who
from.
Who said homeless?
84 told her she dressed like she was homeless one day or something.
Oh, no.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
That's ridiculous, 84. Got no judgment. Man's got no judgment. Mark.
Good afternoon. I will say, you know, kids will pick their grandparents' name by themselves because we were going to have my son call my mother grandma, but he couldn't say grandma, so we ended up calling her a different name. So,
what do you call her? Like
what is it called? You've got us all waiting on the edge of our seat.
Bama.
Bama?
Yes.
Oh, well,
like Bamma?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds too much like Bama.
Yeah, I don't think they
could
do
that. That's why my mother loves it. So.
I bet.
Well, listen, and I understand kids say cute things, and that's, you know, but start with grandma and see what the kids come up with, you know?
Yeah, that's what we kind of did.
Yeah.
But I meant to try and call earlier, Baron, but I want to ask you what you think the chances of those school shooting extremists are actually going to go to court since they got such low bond.
Whoa. Kind of a conspiracy guy.
We're intelligent.
I'm not a conspiracy guy. I put things together.
We're intellectually consistent.
That's right. Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent.
Oh, yeah, that.
That's kind of a conspiracy guy. Make me sound like a nut job.
No,
not at all. That's why I said kind of. I said not a conspiracy.
No, I love flirting with a few conspiracies. But to me, a conspiracy is like, or I guess kind of an alt history thing. Like, I love the pyramids. Anyone who believes the pyramids were
still
built.
Still waiting for that story.
Oh, man. When we do it, you're going to love it. Anybody who believes the pyramids were built as a tomb to some pharaoh 4,500 years ago is an idiot. I mean, there's just no evidence of that whatsoever other than somebody said that and everybody's like, yeah, I guess it kind of makes sense. But the more they discover about it, the more they realize this is 100% a power plant.
Well, and also Joe Rogan had an archaeologist on said that the Sphinx is thousands and thousands of years older
probably tens of thousands of years older.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Tens of thousands of years older. I don't dabble in conspiracy, but let me tell you, it's too uncanny that all of these school shooters
and mass shooters
could have been stopped and the FBI just watched them.
Yeah.
And they all were interviewed by the FBI. They were all under surveillance by the FBI. They all had an FBI contact. An FBI agent was at one of the mass shootings watching. You know, in the car behind the person?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just look, I mean, they were responsible for the death of a three-year-old, correct? I know Montgomery's, you know, reputation of letting criminals go is pretty bad, but being able to give some of those people a signature bond and $20,000 bond for training school shootings and then being responsible for the death of a three-year-old, that is even ridiculous.
They were abusing children also.
Yes.
I mean, there was multiple
crimes
here.
They were starving to death.
Yeah. So, what in the world?
What do you think the purpose or the chance of these people actually showing up to court are? Or are they just
zero.
They'll disappear.
Zero.
Never
you know, one of the
from,
one of these people got in a wreck in Alabama on the way to New Mexico.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they rolled over a car in Alabama on the way. The Alabama trooper wrote up the wreck and everything like that, and they said they were on their way camping in New Mexico. They had
they were camping, all right.
Yeah, they were camping, but you know these kinds. Not that the trooper did anything wrong. There's an Alabama connection to this.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to run. Thank you.
Have a good day.
I got to run because my friend Troop Booth told me yesterday he's going to L.A. next week for 4 days. Not to vacation, not to party with the rock stars, though he is a rock star.
To buy diamonds,
to buy jewelry, and to take some of the stuff from here over there and to get the right diamonds into the right settings.
Did you see that emerald diamond ring he put on there the other day?
Yes.
I want
my
it.
Friends. Oh.
I want it.
Yeah, me too. Trust me.
Would you wear it?
I wouldn't wear it. I'd let my bride wear it.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful ring.
She'd be very happy with you for a long time.
Yeah. Someone's got a little more coin than old Baron Coleman. Going to have to buy that. Guys, get by Heirloom Jewelers. This is the week to get by. He's going to be closed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week. But he's offering top dollar right now because he wants to get all the available stones and settings he can get before he goes out there. He said out there is like a jewelry wonderland. Mm-hmm. So you take all your stuff here that you're looking to complete, you go out there, and you're able to put the pieces together out there. But you got to have stuff here to take with you.
It's because their economy's failing so badly they need money.
And ain't nobody in California needs money. I mean, it's,
you don't think so?
Let me tell you. I may have looked for a job out there at one point along the way. And to get a job, I mean, to live in and around L.A., where I was looking, three-bedroom, four-bedroom house, you know, something modest, 1,800 feet, 2,000 feet, started around 950.
That's crazy.
Started around 950 and went up from there. By the time you do the math, I mean, 80% of your paycheck goes to your house payment. What do you buy groceries
How
with?
How do they afford to live there? They're selling their diamonds to Troop Booth.
They got to sell their diamonds to Troop Booth. She's a Segway master, ladies and gentlemen. A Segway master. I fall at her feet. I'm in awe. Go buy Heirloom Jewelers. Sell your stuff so you can move to L.A. No, that's not how it works.
You don't want to move there,
I promise. By the time you take taxes out of your paycheck, and you know, 14% of your paycheck goes to state income taxes, go buy, when you get a chance, Heirloom Jewelers. Get your stuff. He's paying top dollar this week because this is, you know, he doesn't go to these traveling shows very often. He's flying out there next week, Monday through Thursday. So you have until Saturday morning at noon to sell him your stuff. And he is paying the toppest of top dollar right now because he wants to have these pieces to go out there and put them together, make them complete so he can bring back really, really high-end stuff for his showroom. Or if you just want to buy stuff. Say you don't have anything you want to sell, but just want to buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any spare diamonds laying around, but you have, you know, the design. You have a spare finger. Go by there and put on some of those rings. You'll see what I'm talking about.
The diamond and emerald one is beautiful.
Get on his Facebook page. That's what she's talking about. He posts these things on his Facebook page. Just dynamite.
Yeah.
I mean, just dynamite.
My husband said, I'm not buying you any rings. And he said, how much is that?
Yeah, exactly.
But
when you see it.
That wasn't because he was thinking about buying it for me.
He's just curious.
Yeah.
Looking to get in the diamond business. All right, amigos. We'll be back. 10 till.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, Vito. Our friends at Marguerite, they moved down the street to the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughan Road now. Yeah, I know that. Dummy, they're right there by the other end, by the, where they got the Chianti. What's that called? Pepper Tree Steak and Wine. Yeah, Pepper Tree Steak and Wine with the Chianti. Yeah, you got the Pepper Tree Steak and Wine. You got the Doug's too. You got La Jolla. You got all kinds of stuff. Now you got Margaritos in the Pepper Tree.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery. Hoping everyone had a wonderful summer. With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Kenny G is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to Three Men and a Lady with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Kenny G at the MPAC on October 25th. Tickets to Kenny G at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, October 25th, from News Talk 93.1.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 54 minutes after 10 o'clock. Trish is in the studio.
Good morning.
Jack Campbell is banned, so he decided to take the few days he's banned and gone to Texas. Austin, Texas. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. 272-9228. Did I screen the calls during the break? Do I know who's on hold?
I don't think so.
Let me explain for those that don't realize. I have a terrible short-term memory. I have a suspicion why I have such a terrible short-term memory.
It can't be as bad as mine.
Oh, my gosh. It is awful. Now, one of the things I can't figure out is it just terrible because I'm getting older? Or is there are there other reasons that may have contributed to it along the way?
I think it's parenthood. That's what I blame.
Well, I've got over 40 years of parenthood under my belt. If you add all my children's age, yeah, mm-hmm. 11 plus 10 plus 8, over 40 years of parenting. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So I have a terrible short-term memory. So if I have screened these calls.
I've got 30.
I apologize.
If I do that.
You got 30?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm ahead of you.
Can you count your children-in-laws?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know what a child-in-law is.
My son-in-law.
Your son?
Like,
oh, that doesn't count. No, that doesn't count. You didn't raise him. I don't know about kids you brought into this world, and you raised up. Let's do this. Who's this?
Okay, hey.
Hey,
All right, right quick, Trish, for your name, since he won a grandma, I want y'all to, I mean, just go with GG and spell it G-I, put grandma inserted. And then you got grandma and great-grandma covered for now on.
I think GG is cute, but there's one problem.
What's that?
My mother-in-law's GG. It'd be confusing.
I got a conspiracy for you right quick, Baron, while we talk. Why you think Trump is pushing Space Force so fast and so hard?
I don't know. It's a good question.
He wants to save face about America going to the moon. I have watched this dude run around, stick cameras up and all them. I mean, people don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you. There ain't no way this man is that concentrated on Space Force, but that he don't want America to go down as being a false. When he releases all, when all the documents, and they got to be released, cause I think they're going to have to be. I mean, in 18 years from now, everything's going to be uncovered, and I think he wants to write a new page for that chapter, and he wants to save face.
So you think he's creating Space Force so that we can actually do what
they said they did.
Known for. Yeah. Yes,
how about
I do.
That? That's interesting.
Huh.
Very, very, very,
Randall's a thinker.
Yeah, Randall, how about that?
He is a thinker.
I like that theory. Boy, do I like that theory.
Hmm.
Huh. Granny.
Yeah, I just had a couple of suggestions for the grandma name.
Okay. All right.
You got Nana.
Nana.
Nana's not bad.
And Mimi.
Mimi?
Yeah.
I like Mimi.
That's what my mother was called, was Mimi.
Yeah.
And well, what was Randall's conspiracy theory? Because I blanked.
That Space Force is because Trump knows we never went to the moon.
And he's trying to get us there so that when it's uncovered that we didn't, it won't look so bad for us.
It won't matter because everyone will know we went anyway.
Well, how do you explain the things that we left on the moon? There's a mirror up there that you can bounce lasers off of.
Yeah, you could drop that from anywhere.
I guess the ETs put it there for us, huh?
Well, I mean, you know.
Who knows?
I mean, hey, listen, I understand we are not alone. You're right. Those pyramids are thousands of years old.
Way older than you thought.
I've been watching Ancient Aliens for 15 years, you know. It's anybody, like I said, that can look at that and think that it was just a mausoleum or a tomb is just not thinking.
100%. I mean, you cannot look at that and think in any capacity whatsoever that is a tomb. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't.
Not to mention,
nobody's ever been found in one. Why would they think that? Nobody has ever been found in one.
Didn't they have, like, some rags on a thing that looked like a tomb in one of them?
No.
In King Tut's or something?
Now, Tut wasn't found in a pyramid.
No?
No.
Found in a cave.
In a cave?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they dug the tunnels into the mountains down there in the Valley of the Kings.
Yeah.
Made caves and put them all in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, you also find pyramids all around the globe.
That's true.
Yeah, everywhere. All over the place. South America has a ton of them. Central America has a ton of them. Not only that, have you looked into the pyramids in the Baltics?
Baltics, really?
Yes. Go look at the, I can't remember the name of the country. Look up Baltic Pyramid. It is so obviously a pyramid, and the world's scientific community will not recognize it as such. And the reason is,